Welcome again to Believers Academy. My name is Jason, and I'm a part of the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. This great series, What Happened When You Became a Believer, is teaching us some very important things. In today's lesson, You Were Given the Name of Jesus, we are going to talk about the power we have been given to get our prayers answered. You will need a pen and a paper to take notes, so go ahead and get them now. At any time, you can pause or rewind this teaching to catch every point. Also, there are study aids ready for you to download, including a quiz to test yourself. Now, there are 3 points about the name of Jesus we want to cover, and they are: 1, the name of Jesus has ultimate power and authority. 2, Jesus gave the authority of his name to the church. Are you ready? Here we go. First, be aware that the name of Jesus has ultimate power and authority. Yes, ultimate power, ultimate authority. There is no authority higher than the name of Jesus. This authority can create. It can change things, and it can turn things to the will of God. We're talking real power. In fact, the Bible says there is a time coming when every creature will submit to the authority of that name. Philippians 2:9-11 says, "Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Let's go back and look at what was going on before time began. Colossians 1:15-18 says, "Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation, for through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on the earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is the body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead, so he is first in everything." You see, when God created man, he gave him authority over the earth. Adam and Eve gave that authority over to the devil when they disobeyed God. Satan brought evil and death to every plant, animal, and man. Actually, the whole planet. When Jesus came to earth as a man, his authority stopped sickness, disease, lack, and the oppression of the devil. So when someone who was sick asked Jesus for help, he was able to overcome evil and death and bring God's will, that is healing and deliverance, into the situation. Even death was not stronger than the authority of Jesus. Remember Lazarus? He had been dead for 4 days, and still at Jesus' word, Lazarus returned from the dead, healed and whole. Jesus' sacrificial death defeated Satan, praise God. The devil no longer had authority in the earth. Colossians 2:14-15 says, "He, Jesus, canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross." That is good news. Jesus defeated Satan. The devil has no more authority in the earth. Jesus defeated Satan, proving that his power was greater than evil. He won the victory over Satan, death, and hell. Revelation 1:18 says, "I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and the grave." Now let's get to the second point. Jesus gave the authority of his name to those who believe in him, the church. You see, with the name of Jesus, you, the believer, have access to the authority of Jesus. Jesus said in John 14:14, "Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." And this scripture actually does mean it. You can ask anything in the name of Jesus, and he will do it. In Christ, you have everything you need through the authority of the name of Jesus, so just ask him. Every obstacle must fall before you if you use the name of Jesus. In Acts 3, 1 through 7, is the account of the Apostle Peter speaking the name of Jesus to a man who had been crippled since birth. Peter told him, "In the name of Jesus, get up and walk." When the people realized the man was healed, they wanted to know how it happened. Look at verse 16. "And his," Jesus, "name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." When you were saved, you were given access to the name of Jesus and his authority. And God has given you his word to show you how to use the name of Jesus. Also, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to make sure whatever is spoken in his name happens. You can pray in Jesus' name and see miracles. You have a life here full of victory using the power and authority of the name of Jesus. And finally, when you leave this earth, you will be with Jesus ruling and reigning with him for eternity. So congratulations, you have completed the lesson 3 of what happened when you became a believer. We have covered the following points. The name of Jesus has ultimate power and authority, and Jesus gave the authority of his name to the church. Here is a prayer of confession we can pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to establish this covenant with his blood. I accept your offer. I have accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I am in Christ. That means everything you have belongs to me, and I now choose to walk in the benefits of this covenant. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now, to apply what you have learned, begin to live like Jesus lives, crushing the devil with your words of faith in Jesus' authority. The sinner will be saved. The sick will be healed. The oppressed will be freed. Circumstances will change to match the will of God as you speak the name of Jesus. We will look forward to being with you again soon. Until then, here are some things to do as you think about your right to use the name of Jesus. Identify things that Jesus had authority over while he was on the earth as a man. Write a letter to Jesus that expresses your thanks to him for defeating the devil and death. List some things you want changed through the power and authority of the name of Jesus. In the next lesson, Forgiven as If You Had Never Sinned, we will learn how to think differently about ourselves in our relationship with God. It's exciting to see ourselves in this new light of authority and rightness. As we end our time together, remember, Jesus is Lord.